produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
And that the same God that helped us yesterday. The Bible says in Jeremiah that there is no shadow of turning. The one thing I love about God is that He cannot change and that He cannot lie. And so whoever He was, He is. And there's nothing we can do that can make God better. Great is Thy faithfulness. Oh God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not Thy compassions, they fail not. As Thou hast been now, forever will be. Summer, winter, springtime and harvest, sun, moon and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to Thy great faithfulness, Thy mercy and Thy love. Great is Thy faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness. Thank You, Jesus. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Here's my favorite verse. Pardon for all my sins. I thought it should have been somebody else's favorite verse too. And peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hopes for all of my tomorrows. Blessings are mine with 10,000 thrown in beside. Great is Thy faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness. Every time I wake up in the morning, a brand new mercy I see. And all I have ever needed, Thy hand hath always provided. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Great is your mercy toward me. Your loving kindness toward me. Your tender mercies I see day after day. Forever faithful to me, always providing more for me, great is your mercy toward me, great is your grace, help me say, great is your mercy, great is your mercy, your loving kindness toward me, your tender mercy, I see day after day. Forever faithful. You're not singing. Great is your mercy. Great is your grace. I need you to open your mouth and say, great is your mercy. Great is your mercy toward me. Your loving kindness toward me. Toward me. Your tender mercy, I see day after day, after day, after day, forever faithful to me, always providing. Toward me, great is your grace, for they are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, oh Lord. Great is thy faithfulness, for they are new every morning. So new every morning, for they are new every morning. Lord, they're so new every morning, for they are new. Every morning. My.
Dad. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you as humbly as I know how, Lord God. Lord, to render a word to your people once more, Lord God. Lord, take me out of the picture, Lord God, and allow them to see you, Lord God, to know that you are still faithful in all that you do, and despite of everything that is happening across our nation, Lord God, that you still sit high and you still look low, God, oh God. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord God, for just having faith the size of a mustard seed, Lord God. And in this time, in this day and age, Lord God, we're going to need you more now than ever, Lord God. Those that don't believe in you, Lord God, they're beginning to believe in you and have an awakening spirit, Lord God. Lord, I just thank you, Lord God, for just all you have done, Lord God. I know here in Baltimore, Lord God, in the U.S. of A, Lord God, you have shared different seasons in such a week, Lord God, that is just mind-blowing, Lord God. And Lord, I just ask you, Lord God, to just thank you, Lord God, for all you have done, Lord God. Even as your son, Lord God, you came down on earth to save a wretch just like us, Lord God. And no matter what we have done, Lord God, you still love us so. And so I'm grateful, Lord God, for all that you have done. So I thank you for just tuning in with me here on today, here at the Nurture by Natasha show. My name is Natasha Allen, here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. And so if I had to put a title on this message today, I would truly say, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. I always speak of my grandmother because as a little girl, sitting in the pew and would watch her as she would preach to God's people, that was a song she would always sing every time. Even if she taught Bible study, if she taught Sunday school, she would always teach about great is thy faithfulness. She'd always have that song to render. And so it just reminds me of such a time as this, that great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All that I have needed, your hands have provided. I'm so grateful today, and I hope that you are as well. And many of you that may feel a little bit discouraged of what's going on around our nation, don't fret at all, because God has it all under control. As I sat and I read my Bible and I thought of what word would I give to the people, and I know I always talk about faith because faith is just so important. It's the things that are unseen that I'm so grateful that he continues to rock me in the cradle of his arms. I'm so grateful that he keeps those that are depressed, even when sometimes you may just want to just let the chips just all fall by the wayside. I'm forever grateful. And so as I begin to, you know, really think of great is thy faithfulness, the beginning to the end, he's always omnipresent. I thought of Lamentations chapter 3, if you would read the whole chapter, but I want to focus on chapter 3, Lamentations 3, chapter 3, verses 25 through 27, and I'm reading from the Message Bible. It says, God proves to be good to the man who passionately waits, to the woman who diligently seeks. It is a good thing to be quietly hope for help from God. It is a good thing when you're young to stick it out through the hard times. And I'm so grateful that even in the midst of the good times, the bad times, the hard times, even through it all, that God continues to keep us close. Now, in the King James Version states, the Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke of his youth. He sitteth alone and he keepeth silent because he hath borne it upon him. He putteth his mouth in the dust, so if so be, there may be hope. He giveth his cheek to him that smite him. He is fulfilled, full with reproach, for the Lord who not cast off forever. But though he cause grief, yet will he have passion according to the multitude of his mercy. He have doubt not afflicted willingly, nor grieve the children of men, to crush under his feet all the prisoners of the earth, to turn aside the right of the man before the face of the Most High, to subvert a man in his cause, the Lord approveth not. Who is he that saith that he is cometh to pass, when the Lord cometh it not? And I read all the way down to the 37th chapter. It's just so great that I'm so grateful that his faithfulness to us, it's not uncommon. It's something that he does for each and every one of us, day in and day out. Even when we fall short each and every day. I'm so grateful that he keeps his hand upon us, right? His faithfulness. I'm forever grateful of all the things that he does in summer and winter and springtime and harvest, the sun, the moon, and the stars and their courses above. Join in all the nation manifold witness to thy gratefulness, mercy, and love. And so I'm just so grateful that, you know, even do no matter what the season is, right? Because some of us, even we can be real with ourselves that even when it get cold, even if we're not in climates, you can imagine of even when it's cold outside, right? Some of us don't even want to come outside and do some things. But he meets us right where we are, in the midst of where we are, of all that we may have going on. And even in the summer months, or some of us that have summertime all year long, right? It's hot, right? And the sun beats down upon us. And just thinking that, you know, as we celebrate his resurrection of all that happened, right? They gave him vinegar in a bowl to drink. It's hot outside. Can you just imagine being whipped and beat and all the things that happened to him before he was hung on that cross? It just amazes me that he still is faithful, even thousands and thousands of years ago, that he knew that this day would happen and who would still be here among us, right? That a universe would observe, you know, what was going on, the good, the bad, the, all the things that are happening right now, even with the COVID-19, right? And to remain faithful through it all. Many of us, we have lost many loved ones in the midst of this nasty virus that's going around. But hold fast to his hand and just know that we may be endure for a night, but truly, truly joy will truly, truly come in the morning light, right? We can search for cause. We can search for someone or some things to praise or to blame. And, you know, who or what did this thing or whatever the case may be. But all that we all can say is, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, right? Great is thy faithfulness that he continues to keep us, right? And that he brought the people out of Egypt. You know, he's done so much. As we can look back of all the things that the characters in the Bible, the people in the Bible have endured. Surely we can still endure now, right? He arranges our circumstances according to his will. It tells us that in Romans chapter 8, verses 28. Take time to read it. By faith, we believe that God will provide for all of us in all ways. Always. And so it's super important that this time, more now than ever, you know, it astounds me that not only did this virus take place, not just in your city, not just in your county, not just in your town, not just, you know, in your whatever, right? It took place worldwide. And the crazy thing is, back then in biblical time, there was no social media, there was no broadcasting, there was none of this, none of these technologies that we have on today. But the word of God was spread amongst the world. And here we are thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago later, right? And we have all this technology and God still reigns. He still sits high and he still looks low. And I'm still grateful that he gives, that he continue with actions, the actions that he can still continues to do in the midst where some people just like, I just can't believe this. There's nothing too hard for God, nothing too hard for him. And if we continue to hold on to his hands, even in the midst of everything that we go to, even in Lamentations 3, we read verse 24, the Lord is my portion, said my soul, therefore will I hope in him. And so we put our hope and our trust in him. We know that our hope in him, it will definitely surely come to pass, right? If we put our hope in him. And so if you just take time to really, as you gather your Bibles and read the book of Lamentations, if you have a smartphone, a smart gadget, your Bible, right? Some of us, as I always say, that Bible is so precious. It's truly, truly the daily instructions before leaving earth. Your basic instructions before leaving earth, the B-I-B-L-E. And so it's super important of just how intricate that book is, just so written. Like, man couldn't written that book. It just astounds me as I begin to dive more and more into it. And so when you feel yourself feeling a little depressed or maybe even by the wayside, take some time to nurture you. It's super important to indulge yourself in his word, right? Sometimes we look to the left, we look to the right, and we're looking for people. And sometimes people can really disappoint us, right? They may not give us the word that we really want to hear. And sometimes we may even feel that way with God, but you know that he will not ever steer us wrong. And so I'm forever grateful that he continues to just keep us, to keep us all, right? And in Romans, it says, and we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose, that are called according to his purpose. And so I'm so grateful for that, you know, he called many of us for some things, for such a time as this, right? Some people are not here to be called for such a time as this, but he knew that what we could bear. He knew that the ones that would lose faith in him along the way, the same way that Peter denied him on his way, right? And so, you know, as you in your castles, you're in your huts or wherever you may be, in your mind space, take some time to get on your knees and thank God. I thank God each and every day that he opens my eyes, that I can be a blessing to someone. Whether it's in my household, whether it's through social media, whether it's talking to someone on my way to the grocery store to get the things that my family needs, that's a blessing right there within itself of just thank you, God, right? Because he still provides, even in the midst of some of us that don't have a job, that are working from home. I thank you, God, even in the midst, that he give us this day our daily bread. And that's Luke chapter 11. He give us day by day our daily bread, whether it's spiritually, whether it's mentally, whether it's spiritually, whether it's emotionally. If you connect to him, I'm telling you, that Wi-Fi that he runs from that friendly skies that's up there, you don't even need an airline ticket to even get aboard this flight. You don't need a train track to be laid down. It don't jump its course or whatever the case may be. He is a God that his power will never, ever lose his power. And I'm so grateful that he continues to bless each and every one of us. Sometimes we may not even see the blessing, right? Because it hasn't gotten there yet. Sometimes, you know, it's some action things that he still needs us to do. Some of us are just going about life as if nothing in the world is really bothering us. Nothing is really going on. Some of us are murmuring and complaining. But this is a time of that, even when we were working, even when we were in the fields and we were doing the things that we wanted to do, we still didn't have time. He has cleared every calendar, every schedule, and everything that it is that you didn't have the time to do, to take the time to do it. So now we can be uncommonly present, right? Parting for our sins and peace that endureth, that twine our dear presence to cheer and to guide, to strengthen for today and bright hopes for tomorrow. Blessings all mine and 10,000 beside. Right? And so if you begin to read the words to the song, I'm sure it will manifest in you that great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. And so take some time to really read into your Bibles and read and know that his hand is forever unchanging. I'm so forever grateful that one of the greatest truth of the Christian faith is that God wanted to be with us so much that he became one with us. If you read the book of John, chapter 1, verse 14, it says, "Then he sent his Holy Spirit to dwell in and around us." And so he's waiting for us to welcome him in. He's waiting for us to welcome us in, him in, to our space. And so he's an on-time God. He has never left us nor forsaken us at all. And so God wants us to manifest in his presence. You cannot leave God's presence, but you can fail to experience his manifest presence, right? And so begin to praise him because he's worthy of your praise. You will sense his presence in your praise. Don't wait until you go to church, right? Because many churches are closed across the nation, right? And so just know that your temple is the church. Your temple is the church. We go to church to fellowship with one another. If you really think about it, even when Jesus was walking with the 12 disciples and as he walked the earth some time ago, he built relationships. And that's what fellowship and gathering in the temple is all about, is building relationships. You are the church. We bring the church to church, right? It's a temple that we go in, or a synagogue that we go in, to worship him in spirit and in truth. And so I'm forever grateful that, you know, my mom and my grandmom took me to church and they trained the child up in the way that I should have gone. And so when you grow old, you will not depart. And so it's super important, more now than ever, to love on our youth. Love on our youth, right? This world has just gone in a spiral. But the God that I know, he speaks of all this. If you read the book of Revelation, so many people shelter away from the book of Revelations. Yeah, it could be a little scary to read it, but it's the truth. And if you begin to dive more into the Bible, it begins to take the cataracts off your eyes to begin to see the things that man can't see physically, but we can see spiritually that's happening around us. Many people are weary and, you know, they're running out and they're getting toilet paper and they're getting all these sprays and all these things that people are doing. But all he asked to do was just to trust me. Trust me. Don't wait until you go to church and have a certainty of doubt and put off worship. Or until the pastor says to pray, right? Start today by praising God. You will find that his new mercies are every morning, and he will be with you no matter what your day brings. No matter what your day brings in day to day, right? And Lamentations 3, I go back to Lamentations chapter 3. It said, "It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the Lord." Wait for the salvation of the Lord. And so sometimes we got to sit in silence, right? Sometimes, you know, we talk so much that sometimes we miss our blessing. Sometimes many of us, we just don't know when to just hush, right? Sometimes you just have to hum a song. But sometimes it's in that quiet place sometimes that where the real magic really happens. And if you could read Psalms chapter 139, it says, this is where it talks about the Psalm of David. "Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell into the utmost part of the sea," this is the King James Version, "even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even in the night shall the light be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day, and the darkness and the light are both alike to thee." And so that was the King James Version. I'm going to read you the Message Bible Version, because I love how the Message Bible really makes it plain that even a child can understand. It says, "Is there any place I can go to avoid your spirit, to be out of your sight? If I climb to the sky, you're there. If I go underground, you're there. If I flew on morning's wings to the far western horizon, you'll find me in a minute. You're already there waiting. Then I say to myself, oh, he even sees me in the dark. At the night, I am meant in the light. It's a fact, darkness isn't dark to you. Night and day, darkness and light, they're all the same to you. And so just, I'm so grateful to know that he shines even in the darkest parts of us, right? That he's always there. And so as you listen to the melodies of the song and really listen to the words, that great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. May you be blessed. May you continue to keep your eyes towards the prize and your eyes truly fixed and focused on God. And may God continue to wrap each and every one of us, right? And my prayers are to anyone that has lost a loved one during this time, and continue to keep everyone's mind just stayed on him. And just sometimes when you're feeling low in your spirits, just remember, God is still able, and he's still able to keep you from falling. And so my name is Natasha Allen, here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate the healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. I just thank you so much for taking time to tune in with me today. You can follow me on Facebook at Natasha Allen, also at Nurture by Natasha VIP page, as well as on Instagram at Nurture by Natasha. Take care and may God continue to bless you.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.